Her dad was even had a little Indian in him too. Matter of fact, more than the rest of us. And she's real dark skin, has long, heavy black hair and brown eyes about the size of a piece of sausage, you know. And the big mouth, the high cheekbones, the slick face and all that. But anyway, that's
kind of like Rita Coolidge.
Well, she's shorter than Rita. Rita's, yeah. She looks a lot like Rita, except she's a little bit, as they would say around here, fleshier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's her face is a little bit fuller. Mm-hmm. And like I said, you know, just good, you know, a tight body. I mean, you know, strong arms, you know, no flabby skin, nothing like that.
And your grandmother, did she have a specific job? Was she
housewife? Nah, she was housewife, you know. Okay. Barefoot and pregnant,
right.
You know what
in
I mean?
The kitchen.
Yeah.
And you said education about?
You know, sixth grade would be a maximum. Somewhere along in there. Well, good grief, she married, she's about 14, you know, so she couldn't have much.
Right.
You know how they did.
Your grandfather about the same, you reckon?
Yeah, I'd say fifth or sixth grade.
Okay.
Just till he got old enough to tell his older sister that made him go to school and he wasn't going, you know.
Right. I didn't ask you about your grandmother on your mother's side. What about her schooling? Any idea?
About the same. You know, back then everybody was the same, I expect.
Sure.
You know, 5-6 years, something like that.
Okay. Do you know anything about earlier ancestry, where your people came from, or
well,
anything like that?
Yes, and in the early 18, I say early 18, no, it's like, you know, in the 1850s or early 60s, the Huffman crowd moved from South Carolina, and ironically, my mother's background did too. My mother's mother was an Alexander. If you'll shop around here, you'll find about 6 different sets of Alexander, and they'll tell you ain't no kin to him, you know. And here's the reason for that, well, on my mother's side, probably be my great-great-great-great-grandfather, Alexander. He was, you know, they were living in South Carolina, and they had 3 or 4 kids, and his wife died. So he married this other woman, and they started moving south, you know. And anyway, over the years, you know, they stop here and live a year and move on, this kind of thing. They had 3 or 4, and his wife died. So there he had, like, I don't remember the exact number, but, you know, it's one of my old great aunts has got it all documented somewhere. But anyway, he had like 6, 7, or 8 kids, you know, and he married a lady in Alabama, and they moved on over into this area. And she didn't live long, you know. You know, there's all this kind of stuff that went on back then. He may have delivered the kids, I don't know, that could have been the problem. But anyway, they had a few. Anyway, he had like 7 or 8 kids, you know, by 3 different marriages, and then he married a woman, and they settled here in this area. And they had a house full. So, you know, he probably had 13, 15 kids, you know, in his string. And over the passing of generations, now you've got, like I said, 5, 6, 7 different sets of Alexanders around here that, you know, really physically are not any kin anymore because it's all washed out. They had, you know, the same original old daddy back there somewhere, but that was 5 or 6, 7, 8 generations ago.
Yeah.
And then one of his sons was some of the crowd anyway, was, you know, my great-grandfather. And so then my mother's mother was one of that clan.
Right.
And now on my daddy's side, it was the same thing. Basically, the Huffmans moved from South Carolina, came into this area, and the best that I've been able to collect it, and I enjoy talking to the old ones, you know, and finding out a bunch of this stuff. This Mr. Huffman, or whichever one he was, that came down, had 4 or 5 sons, and one went a little bit south of here, down a place called Eupora. It's about 40 miles away, and settled in that neck of the woods. Another one went here, another one went yonder, you know, and it's, Huffman is not really a common name in, you know, now there's a lot, you know, maybe some Hoffmans and Kaufmans, but Huffman, H-U-F-F-M-A-N, and a lot of times when I'm talking to like an agency in New York or something, what did you say your name was again? And I'll say, you know, Rick Huffman, and I say it Southern so that they can understand Huffman, you know, and they say, would you spell it? I said, look, it's Southern for Hoffman, you know, put a U in there instead of an O.